Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Allen. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hannon. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Hannon. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Tom Hall. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball four. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tovar moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Reese moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reese moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard juggles the ball. That's an error on Howard. Reese scores. Oliva scores. Roseboro moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a line drive into left field. Holt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Holt. Alia moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elander. Cullen reaches second base with a double. Alia scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Twins. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall bunts towards the mound. Hannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese is hit by the pitch. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon strikes out. Rosboro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hannon out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Olander takes first base on ball 4. Rosboro moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holt for the out. Rosboro moves to third. Olander moves to second. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark is walked intentionally. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Dick Bosman now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allen. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. Reese moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reese scores. Carew scores. It's 6-2, Twins. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to second. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roseborough strikes out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ulander takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alia. Holt reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. Ulander goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Twins. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Dick Bosman. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Unser goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Twins. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 8-4, Twins. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Senators 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Haywood now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard fields the ball and throws to Haywood covering. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cullen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Senators 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roseboro strikes out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Olander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Holt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Bill Haywood. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Ullander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Senators 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Al Worthington now pitching. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Senators 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Roseboro strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ullander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Ullander hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Holman pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.